So the question was asked, what does it mean when the verse says, Od kol yemei ha'aretz, zera v'katzir v'kol v'chom, ha'kaitz v'chof, yom v'layla lo yishbotu. That the different seasons and the day and the night will not cease to function, from which we understand that during the period of the flood, they did cease to function. There was no seasons, there was no day and night. What's going on here? So, if we really want to understand, we have to look at many sources. We have to look at the book of Job, which discusses how the flood happened. And the book of Job tells us that there were two stars, or at least two celestial beings, which might have been whole constellations, that were shifted out of orbit in order to bring about the flood, which gives us a certain insight, which tells us, in order to understand this, we need another introduction, and that is that when God does miracles, He usually does them through nature. Meaning, if you'll research the splitting of the sea, what will you find out? You might find out that there were 15 passing comets on two sides of Earth that drew all the bodies of water in two directions, and you'll have a perfectly natural explanation. So then you'll say, wait a second, so then what's miraculous about it? And Maimonides answers, the miracle is the timing. Meaning God works through nature. The miracle is that when Israel is standing there, it's dry. And when the Egyptians come in, it goes kaput. That split second difference is the miracle. But how did God bring about that miracle? So the Torah takes great pains to tell you. All night long there was a wind, as Spinoza said. People ignore the verses about the wind and like to think about the verses about the splitting of the sea. But the Torah does take time to tell you there were extraordinary winds the night before the splitting of the sea, right? It says, Vayaver Hashem Elokim, Ruach says, God made a tremendous wind pass over the sea. So there's something going on there, right? So the verses in Job indicate that something happened, that we even know where, which parts of the zodiac shifted. And so that's step number one. We see that something happened that brought about the flood. Something shifted celestially. Step one. How it shifted, where it shifted to? Okay, you got to look at tractate Rosh Hashanah and break your head over it there. Step two. We also know that before the flood, there were tremendous natural disasters that occurred. The flood didn't just happen. We have a tradition that there was a worldwide tsunami that eradicated one-third of human civilization. That's the Midrash. One-third of human civilization was eradicated. Now, there, according to our tradition, there were probably two massive tsunamis before the flood. Ooh, okay, so there's something going on here. It's not just, a flood came. Next point. Were there seasons before the flood? We don't know of any seasons. The first time you see seasons mentioned is really after the flood. And so there is a discussion whether the earth was tilted on its axis before the flood. Now, if the earth isn't tilted on its axis, then that means all over you have 12 hours of day, 12 hours of night, and you always have pleasant climate like the equator, right? So what we know is that there was a phenomenal change. And that change, the world, the way Noah knew it going into the ark, was totally different than the world Noah saw when he came out of the ark. Now, what happened during the time he was in the ark, there we're not sure. We have, again, an indication by the verses that there was no day and night. Does that mean that planet Earth came to a standstill? Meaning that we ceased to rotate? Maybe. Maybe. Could be. You'll ask the scientists and they'll tell you that if planet Earth were ever to stop rotating, things would go flying because we're traveling at such a velocity that, imagine a car hits the brakes. Everyone goes flying, right? So if planet Earth came to a standstill, they tell you the whole Earth would be destroyed. Well, that's what happened during the flood. And we're told that during the flood, many underwater streams started gushing out and flying out. And you had huge volcanoes. So that doesn't contradict. Could be. If we're being told that day and night didn't happen, so it's very possible that for whatever reason, Earth stopped rotating. And then that would explain all the verses you just read. Seasons didn't have to happen. Now there's another question. Did we continue in our orbit around the sun? I don't know. But a lot of things came to a pause during the flood. Those things do not have to be understood as unnatural. It could be they were very natural. Now, that would give us an understanding about many, many things. If you process what we've discussed until now, then there might have been a tremendous atmospheric change as well. If everything changes, if planet Earth stops its rotation, if planet Earth is tilting now on an axis, so astronomically we're saying huge things happened. And again, these things were said by our sages over 3 millennia ago. It's not that they came up with this as an answer to a question that some scientists ask them now. If you look at the sources are over 3,000 years old. So we have to break our heads over them, but we do have a lot to work with. Tov.